I'm not coming on here to simp today. I'm not. What I am doing, though, I am upset. So I went to get comfort food. And honestly, I never thought I was a comfort food person, but I'm definitely a comfort food person. And I also think I was just really, really hungry because I didn't eat all day. But I was in a bad mood. Truly was in a bad mood. And these Jack in the Box fries, these jalapeno poppers, and this juice with a blunt. I feel like I'm always stuck in like a, I don't want to blame them, but I don't want to blame myself either, because it's nobody's fault. But I feel like when people say it's nobody's fault, it's because they don't want to take accountability for what their part is in the actual fault. You know? Like, I need to be accountable to what I did, but you also need to be accountable to what you did. By saying it's nobody's fault, you're not trying to take accountability. And that's just weak shit. Like, I'm upset. I mean, if I tell you guys a story, it's kind of personal, but I don't feel like many people listen to my shit anymore. Mainly because I tried to post so many times. I went to my therapist yesterday, and I hadn't gone to her in like months, literally months. And when I set the appointment up, I was really not feeling okay. Like, I was really feeling like shit. The day of the appointment, I'm driving there, and I'm like, okay, what am I even going to talk about? Because what's bothering me? Like, I mean, I know what's bothering me. And she knows, too. She's a very smart woman. So I sat there, and what do you fucking know? I didn't think I was going to cry, but I did. And I think therapy has helped me just more like process my emotions in a way, because sometimes I feel like, again, like when things happen to me in certain situations, I don't really know whether it's my fault or their fault. I guess it really is nobody's fault but both of y'all's, if that made any sense. I feel like I don't like losing people, and that I've lost people that I thought I would always be friends with in over the years, and it never really has bothered me. But for some reason, during this time, like, I just want, and it just seems so needy, right? Like, attachment. But I promise you, it's just because I just don't want to lose people anymore. So I did this little manifestation thing where, like, not even manifestation, it was a meditation thing where you meet your spirit guides. Let me turn that off, that noise. You meet your spirit guides. And if I don't meditate at least once a day, I feel like my anger gets the best of me. The anger gets the best of me. The anxiousness gets the best of me. The fear of I don't even know what gets the best of me. But I'm like doing the meditation, and I don't know if I told you guys that I'm still kind of scared of the dark, not gonna lie.
I've been scared of the dark for a really long time already. Like, even when I was smaller, like, I didn't really like the dark. But I started to become even more afraid of it. To the point where I needed to sleep with the lights on. And I needed to be on the phone with my boyfriend. Like, I needed to know he was, that someone could just hear me at all times. From what? I don't know. I think, I just feel like something's lingering there. Something's watching me. Something. And it got better. Because when I sleep with the lights on, I could sleep facing my door. When the lights are off, I have to, I mean, when the lights are on, I can sleep facing the window, I guess. The way my room's set up. But when the lights are off, I need, ooh. When the lights are off, I need to face the door. And then I don't really know why. I honestly feel it's because I feel like something is just hovering over me. And I don't know why. And I think that's just a symbolization of what the fuck was going on. So I go into the meditation and I do it in the morning because I cannot do it at night. Like, me closing my eyes in the darkness of my room is a struggle. Which also made some whole mental shit happen to me because, you know, like, I'm a very independent person. I am emotionally intelligent. I am very spiritual. I am very, just in touch with myself. So many things shouldn't scare me. And the fact that this was scaring me and, like, okay, like, you think you're an independent ass bitch, but you can't even sleep with the fucking lights off. Took a toll, because it's like, and then it's also like, you know, chemistry or science or whatever, like, we're not nocturnal mammals. We sleep at night and we wake up in the morning. That's just how our body works. That's the best rest we get. The best sleep you will ever receive is when you're just, you know, sleep at night. Granted, I wasn't able to sleep till like 3 in the morning, waking up at like noon and not even being able to take naps because I don't want to stay up even further than what I did. I also kind of blame the weed at one point, like, I don't know. So I'm not as scared as a dark anymore. I can finally sleep with the lights off. I forgot where I was going. Oh yeah, the meditation. Okay, so in the meditation, like, they take us into this like safe space, and I don't ever really feel, I mean, I feel safe in my room from like sunrise to about like 10 p.m. After that, I'm like, okay, I need to just like chill on my bed. Like, as long as I'm in my bed under my covers, nothing will touch me. So they take us to this little dome and so they're like, okay, you're in your safe space, like, nothing can harm you, and like, anybody who you let in cannot harm you. And in the meditation, like, I could see, I don't know what it was. It was just like beings or like orbs that were like kind of surrounding me. But then I told them to get the fuck out. I told them to get the fuck out because right now I feel like I'm not in that headspace to just have people bombarded in my space because I don't feel safe. Ooh, yeah, so I don't feel safe at all. No, I don't. And I don't feel safe. Like, maybe it's emotionally I don't feel safe. Maybe mentally I don't feel safe. I don't know. And I started crying in the meditation. Like, I guess not in the meditation, but I was actually crying. But I was also crying in the meditation. Because then they took us on this, like, floral elevator. It was, like, clear glass, like, rainbows bouncing off the glass, just because that's how glass kind of works, like the shadows or the light just works fantastic. And we're going up, and it's like, okay, like, this is your, where your spirit guides are. And all I could see was just, like, clouds, a pink, purple sky, and the girls from Hercules, the, I don't even know what they're called, oh my gosh, the girls, the singing girls, oh my gosh, okay, clock me, I don't know what they're called. But that's kind of how the form that they were in, like, they were just wrapped in, like, these silky, silhouette-y, like, very, their silhouettes were just perfect in every shape, form, size, length, width, hair was just gorgeous, natural, like, glistening, glowing, beautiful women. And one of them comes up to me, and I guess she's the one that's introducing me to, like, this safe space in my head. And, or maybe it's really, I was, like, astral projecting myself into, like, a different world. In my perfect world, there really is no men. Also, in my perfect world, men don't really exist. Because, again, I just don't feel safe around most men, like, I don't know. And then she, like, comes up to me. I'm kind of scared to see everyone else, so I only, like, focus on her. Because at this time, I don't know if I'm dreaming. I don't know. But I can see it. And a lot of the times, I can't really see much. Sometimes I just kind of have to picture myself. Like, and also picturing myself doing things, I feel like I used to be really bad at it now. But now, it comes really vividly. So she takes me on this boat, and everything kind of is like a Disney movie, like, but I don't even want it to be a Disney movie, because Disney's all fucking corrupt, okay? I'm sorry about it, but it, was like the, Tangled scene where they're on the boat, and it's just like the lanterns and the flowers, that's what she was taking me on, and it was just beautiful, and like, there's animals and otters everywhere, and just gorgeousness everywhere. Peace. I honestly felt at peace for the first time in a really, really long time, and I meant complete peace, like, no one can harm me here. And she was just telling me, like, you know, like, you can always come here, like, if you ever need anything, like, we're always here for you. And I think I could kind of started crying, because I don't ever I really, as much as people say that they're there for you, it's really hard to believe it. Because everyone has kind of their own shit going on, right? And everyone has their own battles. And I think I realize that. So that's why I don't really blame people for not really being there for me the way I would want them to be. But I also don't allow them to be. Because I feel like I also don't want them. I think I'm not afraid to be judged, but, like, my thoughts kind of scare me sometimes. Ew, the lump in my throat that just formed. I'm kind of scared of my thoughts sometimes. Because, again, I can't really make up my mind. They're intrusive as sometimes, like, they're intrusive as fuck. But that's it. Like, that's what I just see them as, intrusive thoughts, and then they kind of go away, which I think it's normal, but I feel like they've been happening to me a little bit too much lately. Anyways, so then we go on the boat, and I kind of, like, the guided meditation asked me to ask them something that I want to know, or, like, first and foremost, I always ask about money. Literally, I always ask about money, because I really hope there's a day where I don't have to worry about finances at all. Like, And I don't think I will be happy until, like, I don't have to worry about that. To the point where I can just sit at home, like, literally just sit at home and have auto pay on and just, or not even auto pay, but just, like, paid full or whatever. I don't even know how life works. It's all fake. Like, so I asked her about that. She told me to just keep waiting and just keep doing what I'm doing. And I'm kind of on the right path. And I've never not been a hard worker. And then I asked her, how can I be more, like, I want to learn how to talk better. And she just told me to read. And I was like, okay. Well, I kind of knew that. And then, I kind of asked her about just, like, I don't know. I don't know how I asked it, but just, like, why do people who you, like, why is it so hard for me to open up to people, but I feel, or, like, for people to be there for me, but I also don't open up, but it's because of this or that or whatever. And she's like, well, you know, like, again, she just told me, like, so I was on my planet or, like, whatever. It was, like, my little world. And then she takes me to see, like, their kind of world. And, like, some of them, like, were better than others. Like, some of them are, some of my people are close to me are, like, dealing with stuff. So they're, like, planets or little worlds kind of have, like, little chaos going on right now. Whereas mine isn't really like that. I think, you know, like, when people grow old, like, really old. Like, this is why I'm kind of scared to grow old. Because I don't even know how I'm going to be, like, ugh, okay. Like, old. Like, in their 70s, 80s. And, you know, like, they get really sentimental about life. Because it's, like, life is so short. Like, and it's, like, I don't, sometimes I hate thinking like this. Because, like, just enjoy the moment. And just be there present in the time. But it's really hard to do that when you just don't feel, like, good about anything, I guess. Anyways, back to my fucking story. So, some people had, like, just awesomeness. Like, they're also going through, like, some awesome shit. Like, and you kind of just have to let them, like, you're just not part of that chapter. You're just not part of that right now. That's okay. Because I went through it and they weren't part of that. They weren't part of that chapter, you know? And then there was another person who just, like, just a little more chaotic than I am. Like, and she kind of, in a way, told me, like, you know what you're dealing with. Like, you have your, you're in this phase of life where you just kind of want to be close to the people close to you and kind of be alone and just do nothing but talk. And some people just don't, are not there yet. But when I get to my fun phase, I don't mind talking, I guess, but, so then, we come back, and I guess that was pretty insightful. Again, it makes me not want to blame the person, but, not blame, but it kind of, you know, it makes me refuse to let them take accountability, and I guess at the same time, then I don't take accountability for what I do. So it's just this constant cycle of, like, I don't know what the fuck is going on in my head, in my relationships and my friendships and whatever. So we get back to the boat. They, like, greet us again. They give me a box. And in the box is a gift because they just want me to feel welcomed, or I don't even remember what the guided meditation say. So I open it and it was a peony that never dies. So a flower that never dies. And that also made me cry just because
like, figuratively and physically. Most people don't and won't, like, I think about it, like, you know, like, don't tell me, like, be nice to me while I'm alive, or, like, you know, tell me how you feel about me while I'm alive. Like, I'm not gonna be here to read the Instagram posts or the diary entries or whatever. I mean, I might be, like, hovering over because I'm nosy, but, you know, I'm not gonna be here to be, like, to reciprocate it back. And I think that's what it is. A lot of the times, I don't feel like I've received reciprocation in certain aspects, and I think that's also what kind of, like, bugs me out sometimes, because it kind of makes me not want to do anything, because, but it was, you know, it all sounds sad, but it really wasn't. It was actually really peaceful. I really felt calm, and I really felt listened to, and I really felt like I wasn't alone, and I'm not gonna ever be alone. And then I started crying because I didn't want to leave. Like, you know, once you, like, see your perfect world and what you would just be happy living in, like, and you just know it's not necessarily gonna be, like, a reality on this dimension, like, or whatever, you know, it's kind of sad because it's like, I promise you I wouldn't be living here right now. But then she told me that I have attachment issues and abandonment issues because I don't like to be abandoned, or, you know, that's why I get so attached to people, because I just don't want them to leave me. Because and no one has ever left me. That's the thing. I don't know where they even, like, rooted from. And I'm trying to figure out. I think sometimes it's just because I feel like I'm a very, like, if you tell me to do something, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it on time. I'm gonna do it as soon as possible. Like, I will drop all my priorities. I will reschedule everything to fit what you need. But that's only if I fuck with you. But still, like, I don't just do that for anybody. And then I feel like there's been times, like, you know what bugs me a lot? Okay, I'm just gonna say it, because what the fuck. Okay, I think I know where this rooted out from. When no one would pick me up from school, when no one would pick me up from, like, trips, like band trips, or like, or when people are late to get me, like, it upsets me a lot. Like, being late upsets me. And I get that shit happens, but it's just, that's just not how I feel, because that's just not how I work. Like, if you need something done at a certain time, sweetie, I'm gonna make sure that shit is done, like, ASAP fucking rocket. Because I don't even like to rush. I don't like to feel late. I don't like to feel like I wasted someone's time. And because I feel like that about others, like, I don't want people to feel like that I did that to them. Like, you know, just, I don't want to disappoint people, that when they do it, I find it disappointing, because I wouldn't do it, and I feel like they would be disappointed. They probably wouldn't even care, but I care. So that's where I think it rooted from. I think that's literally the first thing that popped into my head, so I think that's why. But there's probably more. I think just people not necessarily, like, actually showing up to things. That's also something, like, attendance is mandatory in my life. Like, as weird as it might sound, not even just, like, physically being there, but, like, if, and I'm not one to reach out like that. Like, I'll text. I'm not really much of a caller, but now also, just, anyways, so I go back, and she's like telling me I have, like, there's nothing to worry about. I don't need to worry, because where are they going? They're not going anywhere. If anything, I'm the one who's leaving. So there was nothing for me to worry about, nothing for me to be sad about, nothing. And I guess I was also kind of calming, because it's like,
I guess I could put that in perspective to now, like, I can also leave. I can also choose to not be there. I can also choose to not just say no, I guess. But, and I don't know, maybe it became like a personality trait of mine, just because, again, I just don't like disappointing. And I think it also might root from just being the firstborn, firstborn girl, like elementary school, just overachieving and just not wanting to be less than, like, perfectionism. You know, maybe this is all just childhood trauma shit. Like, I'm just too hard. Let me eat another jalapeno popper, because, bruh. And that's why I'm sitting in the parking lot of a park in the shade with these jalapeno poppers, because I don't want to cry. Like, crying doesn't make me feel better anymore. Because I don't... I don't want to cry. Crying is for the weak. That's also why I don't like drinking. Because I just cry. Why? But also, don't believe me. Don't believe me when I'm drunk. Because just because I say things when I'm drunk, I promise you, level-headed me, sober me, she's very stubborn. Ew, I'm just talking in third person like that? Okay. Anyways, the meditation, if you just look up guided meditation on YouTube, and it's like one of the first ones talking about, like, your spirit guides. Oh, yeah, and her name was Brenda. I don't even know where that name came from. Like, what's the first name that came to your head? And mine was Brenda. So, her name's Brenda. She was sweet. She had big hair. She kind of reminded me of SZA. And not even that, but just realizing that I'm an adult. Like, I am an adult. There's 16-year-olds that are going through it right now, who are going through that teen angst and that high school stuff that I didn't really go through any of that. I think that's why it's catching up to me. I think this is like puberty part two. Because I don't think... I feel like a lot of people went through that, like, confusion shit in high school, and I kind of didn't, because I was just distracted and in a toxic relationship, so I was worried about some other shit. And now now I just don't want to really, I don't know, I just want to have deep comfort. I just want to know, like, if anyone feels this way. Like, do the people around me feel this way? Like, I really hang out with them and stuff, and, like, I don't think they realize that I just feel, like, fucking empty sometimes. Like, laying out in the sun makes me feel full. Seriously. If you've never been, there's a couple parks in Vegas that are just beyond beautiful. And I just, I literally have to sit there. If I'm off, I have to sit in the sun. I have to see the sunset. If I don't see the sunset, I think it kind of ruins my mood, now that I'm thinking about it. But sitting on a blanket and just soaking up the sun until it goes down, And then it's just like that those couple like minutes of when it's going down, and it's just slowly going down. Like, yes, the fucking day's over. It's nighttime. Time to fucking not go to sleep. But I said I wasn't gonna simp, and I'm not. I don't think I'm simping. I think I'm more like confused. And it makes me want to cut people off. It also makes me want to not cut people off, but like, I just want, I really, like, when you say, like, circle is small, love, like, and then another thing that I've been doing a lot lately, I grab my little notebook. It was supposed to be my creative notebook, and now it's just a bunch of fucking journal entries. But, I mean, I still do, like, creative, like, I like to draw in it, I like to, like, scrapbook in it, and kind of talk about my day. I like to, like, if I take pictures, I like to, like, make little collages in it. And then I just started cussing people out in it, and I don't know what happened. I think it's because I couldn't actually cuss the person out, and I didn't want to write it in notes. Honestly, I think notes, just the fact that it could be, like, I don't know, it's just too much. In a notebook, like, you really gotta go through my shit to find it and read it. So that's why I don't. And I just write it, cuss someone out in it, and close it. And usually I don't ever actually feel that way. Maybe in that moment. But when I read it back, I'm like, okay, you're kind of fucking bitch. Like, you're rude, you're mean. And it's not... And, you know, it's like how people are like, oh, well, that's when you know. Like, you're really just angry at the situation, or you're angry. Maybe you are angry at the person, but a lot of times I don't even mean it. And I look back and I'm just like, okay, yeah, you were kind of in the wrong. Like, not in the wrong, but you could have talked about this differently. I don't know. I think it's just the feeling of being misunderstood is really getting me annoyed. I think that's what it is. I just feel like no one understands. And also people like to protect, and that's the thing, like, I don't want to just tell everybody like how I feel, because I feel like even if I did, like, if I did tell you how I felt and then nothing like happened, then that would hurt me even more. And that's why I just don't even want to talk about it. Like, it kind of cuts the cord of you not hurting me. Because then you tell someone how you feel, and you tell them, like, you know, I don't really like when you do this, and I can work on this, and, like, blah, blah, blah. And it's kind of a one-sided conversation, and they don't really tell you what you, like, you know, like, stuff. I'm being very vague because I just don't want to put my business out there, and I'm not ready to. I'm usually ready when I'm just over the person, because then it's like... And again, it's just because the accountability is kind of gone. They can't just come up to me and be like, or I mean, they can, but I feel like when you're still in their lives, they can definitely want an answer, and you kind of have to give it to them. But when you're not, like, bitch, who the fuck? But yeah, maybe I'll talk about it when it's done and over, and when it's just okay to talk about it. But right now, it kind of just hits a nerve. So talking about it hits a nerve. Therefore, I'm gonna eat again. Why am I so easy to forget like that? It can't be that easy for you to get like that. Why you in Vegas? All up on Valentine's. Oh, should I do? Okay. I'm gonna tell you my 5 songs right now that are like don't know. Ew, I hate how this sheet... Okay, my next episode, I'm just going to talk about something random. Like, I'm just going to research and want something random that I like, and I'm just going to talk about it. Because I also like doing that. I like learning things and just talking to someone about it as much as I can, and then forgetting about it. Like, and just always having that knowledge back there. But, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, this is not simpy. But I do love everyone. And I think the outpouring of love, just, like, the suffocation of it. Like, bro, I be suffocating. I suffocate in it. I've embraced it, though. It's, like, swimming in it at this point. But it's just too much sometimes. And you're just, like, why do I have to feel this way? Why do I want to cry? Why do I want to tell this person? Like, why am I so sensitive? Why am I this? Why am I that? Like, it's not always about you. It's not, like, you know. It's just frustrating. And I'm working on it. And that's why I just go on my little platforms that don't really have that much attention on them. Because I don't want the attention. And I just want to let it out. And I just want to talk to myself for a minute or... I think it's like 30 right now. Yeah. But just know, if you want to talk about it, if you're listening to this, you can definitely ask me stuff or talk about stuff. I'm always here to listen. Will I give you advice? Probably not. Because I feel like people always know what they're going to do at the end of the day. Like, you know, like when your girlfriend breaks up with her man. And I've been that girl. And they say they, like, that's the last time. But you just know that they're just going to get back together. They know. Like, trust me, a girl will know when she's donezo with you. It takes that one little straw on the camel's back. And that's how, at least in my case, like, it's always been, like, you could do all these little things. But then, like, the most insignificant tiny little thing that just throws me off a rail. Completely off a rail, like, bruh, oh my god, no. And you know what else, though? Even though I do, like, post these things privately and stuff, like, I actually wonder if any of them keep up with it, because, and it's not because, and I don't do it to see if they'll keep up with it, but I also find, like, comfort in no one listening, because I feel like when they listen, like, I just don't want you to talk back, though. I don't want you to tell me anything. Exactly like how I just said, like, I'm probably not going to give you advice. Like, sometimes that is fucked up to do to people, though. Like, I don't want to just, like, dump shit on people and just, like, when they actually try to help me or give me advice, I don't really listen because I already know what I'm going to do. That's another reason why I don't really talk about it. And I just talk to my therapist about it, because if I come back, what is she going to do? I'm paying her to listen to me. I'm not paying you to listen to me. So therefore, you're just going to get annoyed with my bad decisions or indecisiveness. And this is a constant loop that I'm on, like, constant loop of thinking. And I just don't know what to do. And I don't know what to say. And I don't know what I'm doing. And it's just, like, this state of not knowing. And I don't know how even people with kids, like, that's the thing. I think about everyone in my life and just knowing that they could possibly thinking about all this stuff, too, and them not really telling me. And I don't know how they deal with it, because they're clearly not talking to their, well, me, a friend about it. I would like to know how you cope with it, because I want to cope with it too. Is this an existential crisis? I don't know. But I'm done here. I need to go fucking cook. Anyways, on a good note, like I said, my next episode, I'm just going to talk about something random. I don't want to talk about my feelings. And I feel like just pouring all my energy into something that I like. I don't know why I want to talk about celebrities and, like, the, you know, how they came about. Like, Marilyn Monroe or the girl who played Princess Leia. Something Fisher. I don't know. Yeah, okay, bye. You guys, oh my gosh, honestly, I've been living my best fucking life right now.
I'm gonna just talk, because I feel like in a world of a lot of negativity, you know, that first of all, you know who got you know what, so the feds are watching. I also got fucking banned from Twitter because if Ben Shapiro's hearing this, bitch, I still meant what I say. I called Ben Shapiro a cunt. And Twitter banned me. Not only did they ban me from my burner account, but that's where I said it. They banned me from my main fucking account, which, what she do? She really mind her own business. And that's it. Like, she don't even like tweets. She don't even tweet. She's just there. But, I got banned. So, I guess I have to, like, find other ways to just say what I want to say. Usually, I would tweet stuff, but here I am. So I've tried to get my shit together. And when I mean that, it's like, I feel like right now in my point in life, I need a lot of structure. I need to have like a set schedule. Like, I need to just time manage everything down to the minute. And I know it's really not like me at all. Like, I'm really very go with the flow, but as of lately, that's just not working for me. So I'm pretty like busy. Honestly, I am busy. Whether it be school or work. Hold on, what? Whether it be school or work. And then it's like school's like 10 hours long. And then work, you know, whatever. Work is work. Work has me tired. And then after that, I'm busy with myself. Like, I really, I'm just reading up on all sorts of things, just trying to become more knowledgeable and listening to music and just more self-improvement. And I've been really trying to eat healthy. Like, first and foremost, I've just been really trying to get my nutrition correct, because I feel like that's honestly the start of all my issues. Like, I feel like I don't feel good when I don't eat good, and then I don't want to do anything, you know. And I've said already about my thyroid issue, so it's like I really gotta not eat bread. I really gotta avoid gluten. So I've been eating good. I've been eating vegan, vegetarian. I try to eat vegan, but vegetarian is just so much easier for me in my lifestyle right now. But yeah, I literally make my lunch. I lost like 10 pounds ever since I started school, which was a month ago. I'm going to school to be an esthetician, by the way. So if any of you need me to do your brows, just follow my skin page and DM me. I'm not even supposed to be like promoting this, but I doubt they're gonna find my podcast. Like, they'll probably just go watch your Instagram or something. But yeah, so with that being said, I really, really need you guys to wear sunscreen. You don't know, if it's especially the ladies. I mean, men, especially you too, because, ugh. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure you all know that, like, if you don't wear sunscreen, you're just going to get wrinkly. And getting facials, like, every week, I don't know if it's really helped my skin. I feel like I have a bunch of zits coming up. Maybe I just had these zits all along, and they're just finally coming to the surface. Maybe I really didn't even have good skin to begin with. But, anyways, as I was saying, I'm really getting my life into a routine. And with that routine comes a lot of discipline. Ew, that sounded so cliche. But yes, I really, okay, I'm gonna tell you guys what I do. I want to wake up early. That's just like Mando. Wake up early. I want to jump rope. If I don't jump rope, I have to do a workout. Any kind of workout, as long as it's like high intensity workout, you know, something that just makes me sweat, something that's gonna get my heart up, some yoga. I do a lot of HIIT, actually. I've been following this girl, I don't even know her name, but she's supposed to, it's like a 7-day for 3 weeks. I'm trying it out, see how I like it, and then if I like it, then I'll just keep doing those workouts. But the gyms are just not it for me anymore, not just because of COVID, but just I would really much rather wake up and just go to my backyard and then jump rope and then come to my room and then do planks and push-ups. You know, that's just me. I don't need the fucking treadmill. I hate treadmills, actually. I hate treadmills. And, I mean, lifting weights is usually what I would rather do. Not gonna lie. But, COVID. You know? Okay. So, getting up early. I'm trying to eat breakfast more often. Get my probiotics in. You know, just get my digestion right. My intestines correct. But what else do? I don't know. I tried drinking coffee, but that shit is just not it. I can't do it. I had a pumpkin, what is it? A pumpkin cold brew. Pumpkin spice cold brew. Had me bouncing off the fucking wall sweating. No, I cannot do it again. And I guess this is the part where I really want to talk about. I've been really, really in not the best situation, even though I'm feeling good, like mentally and physically, I feel better than usual. There's other parts of my world and my head that are just not together right now, and I can't really like do much about it, you know? I can't do much about it. It is what it is. So what I've been doing to combat that. The thing is, I heard somewhere, you know, like, okay, for one, let me just say this. I've been doing this tactic lately where it's like the more, I don't even want to call it a tactic. I don't know what it is. It's like a mantra. I don't know. And the more you give, the more you receive, you know, like if you are being stingy with stuff, it's telling the universe that you don't have much, so you have to be stingy. And when I like thought of that, it's like, yes, like that's so true. So it's like whenever I really, really want something, I'm gonna give it to myself. Obviously I have self-control, though. It's not like I'm spent, you know, I really do have self-control. Like I can really say no to myself. But like the other day, I wanted to buy the Makeup by Mario palette, and I was like, don't buy it. Like, you really don't need it. But I was like, girl, you do want it, though. You want it. Just get it. Like, that's something you really want. And you don't buy makeup every day. So, just go ahead. Get you that Mario palette. And then, every time I see, like, I don't even want to call them hobos. A homeless person. I have cash most of the time. Whether it be dollars or coins or whatever. I have change. And I always give them money because I feel like, especially right now, people are either being super giving. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. It's either super giving or people are being super fucking stingy. Like, there's no really in between. But I feel like that's all the time maybe, huh? Anyways, so I've just been giving because it's so true. Like, I give a person just like $5. And then at work, I get $50 from a customer, like, or whatever, a person, they tip me $50. You know, it's just things like that. It's like, the more you put out and you give to those people who need it, you're going to receive more. It's just, like, good karma. And I had, like, one of those things happen to me today. Honestly, I had the best day today. And I feel like sometimes you need to share, like, these good things that happen to you. But sometimes it's hard to share with people because it's like, I don't know what you're going through. And I don't know if you want to hear about the awesome day I had, you know? So, yeah, I woke up this morning. I didn't get up to work out. I let myself sleep in because I don't get to sleep in anymore. I usually wake up like at 6. And, I am so tired. Anyways, I didn't wake up till like 10 a.m. or something. I don't know. I made breakfast. I needed to get razors because I tried waxing my legs and it just didn't really work out. There's just too much hair, too much crevices that I cannot reach. And the wax is just, no. I mean, the wax is good, but the wax is just easier to shave. Let's just put it, whatever, who cares. But I went to get razors and on the way, I was like, okay, I have work in this at this time, so I have to go to the store before this time. I can go right now and have a bunch of time to get ready, or I can work out, do my little workout that I missed, because I wasn't going to work out today, to be so fucking honest. I was just, no.
And I forced myself to get up and do the workout, even though I was sore and whatever. That took like 25. No, was it 20 minutes? Yeah, it took like 25 minutes. So I'm going outside, you know, walking to my car, my Crocs and my fucking hair. I look a mess. And there's this van and they pull up. And this lady's sitting next, or this lady's at the stop sign. She rolls her window down. I see her looking at me. And she rolls her window down. And this lady, and my mom had just sent me to go get a bunch of groceries, which, with school and work, even though I am working, I didn't really work that. Anyways, let's just say I was broke, but not broke. I was broke to the point where I got my bills paid, but that's all. Like, my bills are paid, and that's it. So, which isn't bad, okay? I don't mind. I didn't mind that, whatever. That's why we just gotta find more sources of income. But that's a whole different topic. Anyways, I think I want to start doing stocks because I feel like that's what smart people do. But then I don't want to give in to, like, capitalism in America and just the fucking money. And just, I don't think money is real sometimes. It's just, like, here, it's your turn to spend it. Like, this is your $5. It's not my $5. This is just your turn to fucking spend these $5 that just been printed. Whatever. And I'm walking out. The lady puts her fucking, I'm not even gonna cuss. The lady put her window down. And she was like, hello, like, I work at this church up the street. And I know what church she's talking about. It's, like, right at the, around the corner of my house. And she's like, we were giving away a lot of, like, food. So would you like, a box of food? Like, milk, eggs, all that stuff, right? And I said yes, because you just never know. And honestly, if I didn't need it, I definitely would know somebody who... But I did need it, because that's why I was going to the grocery store to buy some freaking groceries. And like I said, I had money, like... enough to pay my bills, but now, and groceries include that, but now I didn't have to pay for fucking eggs, milk, potatoes, onions. She gave me cheese, yogurt. She gave me a bunch of stuff, and I was just like, wow, like, it's so true. Like, the more giving you are, the world just gives back to you, the universe gives back to you. And it's like, I've just had this new mindset, I guess, to really give to those who are in need, you know? Because, you know what, if I'm ever in that position, I would want to receive help, assistance, whatever. So she gives me the box. I go take it inside. I look inside. It's just, like I said, onions, potatoes, eggs, yogurt, cottage cheese, milk, oranges, apples, like, a bunch of stuff, right? And then I still go to Walmart because I need to get some other things. I wanted to get mangoes. I've been making mango smoothies. And have you... I know you are not coming in here like that. You don't knock. Ugh, sorry, pet peeve. I feel like I always knock before I go into something or somebody's, and people always just barge in my room. Is it that inviting? Maybe my room is inviting. I'll take that as a compliment. But, I'm recording a podcast. Oh my gosh. Then she gets her feelings hurt. Honestly, Leos are just no. Leos are the crybabies of the fire signs. I don't care. They cry so motherfucking much. My sister's so sensitive. Like, Jesus. I'm just busy. Can you respect my space, my area? Now she's gonna text me and saying I was being